Hello.
Hi, this is Tina speaking.
Yes.
Hi, Tina. This is Sheldon Benjamin from Gnomebook Writing. You signed up with us for the write-up of your book. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry. Say it again. You're calling from where?
Gnomebook Writing. You signed up with us to write your book?
I did.
Yeah.
Well, they said that my card didn't go through.
Well, that's. Who said that?
Daniel. He told me that you guys had a problem processing my card. So
Well, you are on my list right now. So
I.
even though
Okay.
if it's a problem right now, if there's any payment terms that need to be discussed, you can discuss them with Daniel at a later time. So, since I will be looking over your project, let's talk about it. Do you have the time right now?
Sure, yeah, go ahead. How nice.
Perfect, perfect.
It's nice of you to call.
Oh, I am the assigned project manager. I'll be dealing with your entire book and everything that revolves around it, okay?
Okay.
So first, tell me about your book. What's the story? Oh, like, how do you came across, starting writing the book? Tell me a bit about yourself so I know the person I'm working with. Go for it.
I have an idea for, it's very already out there, basically. But I've always been infatuated with diet and exercise myself, and the keto, the keto diet. So that's what I was thinking of. Like a keto diet cookbook, sort of.
Oh, I'm a fan of cooking, so. I'm all ears. I'm all ears. Give it to me.
And so I it was just a thought I'm interested in. And that's something I definitely would like to,
I completely understand.
to.
How many recipes do you have in mind?
So in So I have like several cookbooks and I have to be gluten free at some level. And so I don't know if that would, I don't know how much keto is normally gluten free, because most of the time when I cook my recipes, I cook them, I modify them with like different flour and stuff. So I just, I don't even know if that's something that can be done in my own,
I understand.
Because some people have special needs and things like that. So I don't know.
I
It's
understand.
just a thought. It's just a
Oh,
thought
I
I had.
completely
I mean,
understand.
it's.
I completely understand.
Oh, you do?
What I'm trying to get to is, since there has to be a specific number of recipes you want to put into the book, do you have any thoughts
Right, the
about that?
number. Oh, okay. So you did say that. I'm sorry. So the number. And for my first cookbook, I mean, I don't know like how many is traditional, because I have large cookbooks and small ones, but
How many like
twenty-five.
what what's like how many cookbooks do you have? You have two cookbooks published right now?
Oh no, I don't. I have never published anything before. This is just an idea I have. So I was thinking maybe 25 recipes, like 25 to 30 recipes.
Yeah, that's pretty standard. It's a
Oh.
good way to play around 20 to 30. That's a very good amount of recipes because it gives you a lot to work with. And you can shuffle them around the week. It gives a good idea the things you can make.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's
Perfect.
exactly what I was thinking of.
That's great. So, by the way, Do you have them all written out somewhere? Do you have anything you can share with me that, will help me out in understanding?
I have them, some of them written. I don't know, like, if I have, formulated all 30 of them, but yeah, I mean, I have a few recipes.
Okay. So getting to the book part now. Now, I assume you want to publish this book as well, right? You just don't want to write it down, correct? Okay. So good platforms starting off would be, the best one overall, there would be Amazon, right? Then there's Barnes & Noble. Do you know Barnes & Noble? Yeah, so we have like multiple platforms under our wings, but I guess these are two basics which we can start off with. And you signed up for the amount of pages that are there, and you also plan incorporating pictures, right? Because of course, like it's a cookbook.
Exactly. Yes, it would have.
So there are a few things that we would probably need from your end, okay? One being the recipe, because of course it's your recipe, so you're going to have to provide it. Right? We can't write up random recipes if they're not yours, right? Okay. So the first thing I want you to do is write out those recipes. As soon as you provide them, we'll be able to work on them. And second, like, so you want 20 to 30 recipes on the book. Being very honest, do you want us to research more for some recipes to understand, or do you have all of them in your mind and you can, write them out?
I mean, it would be good if I mean, I'd appreciate the help if you could research some of the recipes. I have some in my mind,
Okay.
and what I can do is just start writing them down because normally they're just in my head.
How
I
about
don't
this?
have them.
How about this? You give me the number of recipes you can give to me, okay? You can take your time, you can take 2 or 3 days, you can, think about it, write the recipes down, and send them my way, okay? A few important things we'll have to work on while going towards this book. And I'll guide you through all of them piece by piece, okay? And one important thing, like, do you have any professional experience while cooking, or what do you usually do aside from this?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? What else do I do?
Like, you're writing a cookbook, but are you a cook, or is this a hobby that you want to turn into something, useful?
It is a hobby that I want to turn into something useful.
Huh. So what do you generally do for a living?
I'm a SharePoint developer. I see what you mean. So I'm not a cook, but if
All right,
yeah, I mean,
I
I'm
just
not
want to
a
know in
chef
general as well, what do you do? Like, you're a developer for what?
I'm a SharePoint. I'm a web developer. Web developer.
Oh, you're a web designer.
Yes.
That's very nice. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, a long time, probably over 20 years.
About 20 years. So like,
But my health, I've had health problems which have caused me to have diet yeah to well I had allergies and other issues that caused me to not be able to eat the way most people eat.
Yeah, I understand.
And and so cooking has been a passion for me in my personal time, because I've always been, finding ways to eat.
Cooking is a good passion. I second that.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what...
Cool. I really look forward to, getting some new recipes for me to try as well.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is, okay, I'm going to wait for you. I have sent out an email. Let's get you signed up for our website as well. Are you able to access your email?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is open up your email. You'll have two emails from Creative Design Agency. One should be with my name, and one should be from Creative Design Agency.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, so I'm in the kitchen right now, but as soon as I'm done, I will do that.
Sure. Because, this entire sign-up procedure, let me just tell you about it, and you can do that when you're free. Okay, when you open the first email, it will have a small button that says Get Started. It's basically a account creation email. Once you click on Get Started, you'll be guided to an account creation page. Okay, you can create your account for our platform. That's Teamwork. That's the platform we use for communication. Now, once you're on the platform, you'll be able, once you go through the entire account creation process, on the top left, you'll see your name. Just below that, you'll see some options, okay? In those options, you'll see messages. You can go into messages, and you'll find a message from me there with a file. You'll have to fill out that form in order to get the work started, okay?
Okay.
That's why I actually wanted to do this on call if you can. Otherwise, if you have any problems, okay, I'll give you a call tomorrow, and I'll be dropping you a text from my personal number, okay? You can just text me back, and, if you have any problems with the website or with the sign-up, and I'll cater to that when I can, okay?
Okay.
By the way, just asking, where exactly are you from so I have a good idea of the time zone? I am on the East Coast, so what about you?
I'm in Mountain Standard Time.
You're
I'm in the West.
Mountain Standard Time. So what is it like? It's like 5 over there?
It is 6:33.
It's 6:33. Okay. 6:33. So you're like... 2 hours off, 3 hours off. Yeah, they're like 3 hours off. Cool. So, Tina, I am going to contact you tomorrow in order to confirm you've signed up. In case you sign up, just fill out the form and send it my way so we can get started on the work. I'll do my own research, like my team will do their own research about the recipes once you send the recipes my way. And then we'll talk about what we'll do about the pictures and the cover and everything else, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So it's been nice. And once again, welcome on board, Tina. And we'll keep in touch. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Welcome, Tina. Okay. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.